A citizen group says local sales tax money should be used to pay for a North Douglas crossing. For years, the city and borough of Juneau's top transportation priority has been a second bridge linking the mainland to the island. City officials believe the best potential for future development is in the West Douglas area. Emergency access and congestion on the existing bridge are also concerns. Despite its best efforts, the city has never been able to secure state or federal funding for the project. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Rick Shattuck is with SAFE, Safety, Affordability, Future, Efficiency, an ad hoc group that wants to use Juneau's temporary 1% sales tax to pay for a North Douglas crossing. The tax expires in 2013, but Shattuck says extending it for 8 or 9 years would provide the $70 million necessary to get the project done.
North Douglas Crossing has been talked about for a long time. It is not going anywhere at this point in time unless we try and do something about it locally.
Shattuck says local engineers volunteered time to help SAFE with a conceptual design. It includes a 1.5-mile causeway with a 16-foot-high bridge at mid-channel, bike and pedestrian paths, and a pullout to access the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge.
The pedestrian path and bike path are just going to be a great recreational opportunities for people to, you know, go out and walk their dog in the evening, go out and walk on the wetlands, or, I mean, it could even enable people, frankly, to ride their bike tour from North Douglas to the Valley and that type of thing. And the mid-crossing pullout, think of the pullout that's currently kind of across from the landfill there on Egan Drive, and we feel that this mid-crossing pullout is just one more asset that will, frankly, enhance access to the wetlands, whether that's for bird viewers, bird hunters, or people just going out for a walk.
In 2007, the Juneau Assembly identified a crossing at Vanderbilt Hill Road as the city's preferred alternative for the project. That was before the State Department of Transportation built an overpass on Egan Drive at Sunny Point, which the SAFE project would incorporate into the crossing. Shattuck says one of the benefits of putting it there is that it would connect to CBJ land on Douglas.
Most of the other routes that they've looked at on this project don't have that type of ease of coming on shore with some land to deal with it, and frankly are likely to have much more direct impact on the neighboring residents before they can even do anything getting on shore. We feel this project enables the crossing to be built with minimal impacts to the neighborhood.
Of course, the project still faces significant hurdles, not the least of which is concern over how it would affect the wetlands. About 6 years ago, the city did the early stages of an environmental impact statement. That EIS will have to be finished, and a lot of other work remains to be done before permitting could begin. Shattuck says the impact would be minimal.
This project impacts 12 acres of a 4,000-acre refuge. That's less than one-third of 1% of that refuge.
Shattuck spoke at this week's Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon. The SAFE group plans to ask the CBJ Assembly on July 19th to place the sales tax extension on the October ballot. Mayor Bruce Botello says a North Douglas crossing remains at the top of the city's transportation wish list, but the Assembly will have to hear more before putting a tax measure to voters.
I'm sure that we'd be willing to discuss it. I think the question is on timing, whether this is a subject that is appropriate to be raising this early in terms of trying to put a measure on the ballot.
Botello says another issue that needs to be addressed is what other projects would get a piece of the temporary sales tax revenue.
Whether we're talking street improvements, whether we're talking sewer and water extension, whether we're talking other facilities, they come to the fore at the point that Assembly is being asked to look at an extension.
Almost everyone agrees the project is unlikely to receive state and federal support. Botello says the economy is partially to blame. The crossing is also viewed as a local transportation issue by lawmakers outside Alaska and Juneau. But SAFE member George Elgee says the city has time and time again come through on projects like this.
Just about everything in this town is funded by us. So if we want this project, we're going to have to step up and put our money down and make it happen.
The SAFE group is currently collecting signatures to show the Assembly that there's community support for the project. A survey 4 years ago showed more than three-quarters of Juneau residents support or strongly support a North Douglas crossing. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.